The pasuk describes that Amalek attacked Baderech b'tzeitechem mimitzrayim. The pasuk is pointing out that Amalek also knew that once we accept the Torah, they wouldn't be able to stick their venom into us. They couldn't affect us. Their ability to hurt us was because they attacked us before the receipt of Torah. Remember, what was Amalek doing? Asher karecha. Amalek was able to affect us, to cause us to question, are we really the chosen people? Did everything that just happened really happen at the hands of Hashem? Because there's a nation attacking us. How could that happen? Asher karecha, Amalek's goal was to cause us to question the veracity of our uniqueness, the idea of us being a chosen people. We had just undergone a whole year of miracles. We had just sung the song, Elei Moav Yochazei Morad. Even the powerful Moabites are gripped with fear, we say in Az Yashir. So we came out of Egypt feeling Hashem's on our side. We have this pillar of cloud before us, pillar of fire at night before us. How could anyone attack us? It's so obvious Hashem's on our side. We have man coming, we have miraculous food. Everything seems obvious that Hashem's on our side. And then war breaks out. How could that happen? That was Amalek's goal. But Amalek could only do that before we received the Torah. And what Rav Chalap is telling us here is an amazing concept. All the miracles could not create a connection with Hashem like giving the Torah. The receipt of Torah, Ma'amad al-Sinai, created a connection that after that Amalek couldn't touch us, but before that they could. But you saw the splitting of the sea. You just saw a year of 10 plagues. How could that happen? You see the pillar of fire and cloud. But I also see Amalek attacking. So I have this contradiction. I have to deal with it. After I have Torah, I can deal with the contradiction also. But before the Torah, and that's the stress, Baderech, that's where they were able to attack.